Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mac Show. I'm Jeff Gamet. I'm your interim host, sitting in for Ewan Rankin. And today is a very special day on the Mac Show, not just because we actually have someone from the UK representing on the British Tech Network, but because this is keynote poker day. Apple's awe-dropping, or as I'm calling it, awe-dropping, because I think everything they announce, it's going to be just cute stuff. Anyhow, awe-dropping keynote event is on Tuesday, September 9th, and here it is Friday, September 5th, which means it's time for us to do keynote poker. I'll get into that in a minute, but first, need to say hi to everyone. Andrew, representing the UK. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I am indeed beaming all the way in from the Cotswolds part of the UK, which is now JD Vance free again.
Ow!
So that was nice. He came, he messed around and he left. So, I'm at work officially, my day job. Media department head at Siren Sister College, and I'm beaming into you from the Siren Sister College podcast studio.
Awesome. Super cool. Marty, how are you doing?
I'm in Chicago and I'm enjoying being in Chicago. And because of that, I'm playing hooky from work. I told them that I needed to come here to do some estate stuff with my for my mom, and that's okay. I can do that in a college setting, but I will do some of that. But frankly, 2 hours from now, I'll be sitting at Wrigley Field watching the Cubs.
Nice, nice. I didn't know they did Animal Acts there.
Yeah, Jeff, you're going to do that whole I don't understand sports thing now, aren't you?
It's part of my brand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That baseball, isn't that cricket on acid?
It is
cricket fixed.
I just don't know how you guys can do cricket. I know how you can do it, but.
Yeah. Well, you just get used to AT&T's network and want to pay less.
Of course.
Is this going to be keynote puns? Because we've been nonstop puns already.
Yeah. Well, the man with the puns, Ben. How's it going?
Going pretty good. Prince Leo is deciding to get on the camera and knock everything off the desk.
As well, he should. Yep. Well, I'm glad that your schedule has worked out so that you can be on more often now, because we
yes. Yes, and I fully intend on defending my crown today.
Excellent. All right. So now the real surprise guest today is Dave, because I was not expecting you to be able to join us at all today. So
yeah,
how are you?
I'm doing okay. I had to get some eye procedure done, so I'm a little blurry, but I took one for the team and wanted just to be here to make a few of my predictions. So
awesome.
Glad to be here.
How many fingers am I holding up, Dave?
None.
Damn.
How many am I holding up, Dave?
Yeah, it's a little blurry. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Turn the light off. That's okay. No more tests. I had enough tests this morning.
All right. So, as I already said, today is keynote poker day. Usually, Patrice does the honors of running keynote poker because she's very good at it. But travel schedule prevents her from being here today, which means I'm going to do it. And I've done this before. So everyone should know what to expect, which is just basically chaos.
Yes.
So for people that aren't familiar with keynote poker. I'm going to run through the rules real quick, just so everyone knows. All right, so first up, we're going to do two rounds. So that means two predictions per person. And in each round, you give one prediction about something you expect to appear in Tuesday's odd dropping event. And the predictions, these have to be something very clear, very concrete, and risky enough to be worth betting on. So like I was saying before the show, predictions like there'll be a new iPhone, there will be an announcement about iOS. You can't do those because those are the obvious things. Okay, once someone has made a prediction, that one's off the table. So no one else can make the same prediction. Okay, then for each prediction, we all bet. And that includes the person that's making the prediction. So the points go from minus five, meaning you're absolutely certain this is not going to happen, all the way up to positive five, meaning you are absolutely certain it is going to happen. And a prediction is correct if it's either announced by a presenter or shown during a slide during the presentation. If it's something that's announced separately from the event, or like a press release, or it pops up on the website later on. Excuse me, doesn't count. So you win points or lose points based on your bets. So if it's a correct
You're going to
prediction,
live, Jeff?
I hope so. See, Ben, the problem is I need to stop licking my cat. But how else am I going to keep her groomed? Actually, my problem is the air quality is much better right now. But overnight, the air quality index was up over 160 because
Ooh.
we have lots of forest fire smoke. And as I look out the window right now, it looks completely overcast. That's smoke. So hopefully I'll live. If not, it's been great knowing all of you. Okay, so here's how the voting, or excuse me, your bets on predictions work. If a prediction is correct, the positive number bets win, the negative numbers lose. If the prediction's incorrect, the negative numbers win and the positives lose. So at the end of the whole thing, if we end up with two people that have the same number of votes that or points, then we'll do a coin toss, and then that's who wins. So here's an example before we get into the whole thing. Let's say Patrice predicts that Tim is going to wear a yellow bow tie and bets 5 points. And then I bet minus three because I don't think it's going to happen, but I'm not completely certain it won't happen. Tim ends up wearing a rainbow color tie. I get 3 points. Patrice loses 5 points. All right. So we have a random order for how we're going to go down the panel for predictions. So here's our order, and just for full disclosure, Patrice created the order before I saw the document, and so that included me first, then Patrice. I have Patrice's predictions, so I'll be her proxy. And then Marty. And since Andrew, then you confirmed first that you were really going to be here. I put your name on the list next step. Next. Then Dave, you showed up before anyone else. So then your name's on the list next. And then Ben, you showed up after Dave. So you're next on the list. So this was a combination of Patrice creating a random list and everyone else just either showing up or letting me know. And so it's as close to random as it can be. So with that, we can jump in and first prediction then is me. And I'm going for a long shot here. Apple is going to surprise us and announce that the new Apple Watches have different watch face sizes than we currently have. It won't change the bands or anything. So, like we've had since the OG Apple Watch, all our bands will still work, but we're getting new Apple Watch display sizes. And I am going to just go all in because I believe in myself. And excuse me. Hold on. I need to see, this is where it falls apart because Patrice can multitask and I can't. Apple Watch. I'm adding the stored document. Okay, so I have Apple Watch is going to get new display sizes, and I'm going to go ahead and give that a plus five, and I am also, there we go. Now I can, there we go. Okay, so Patrice will add her prediction. Or her points in later today. So Marty,
Yep.
what's your bet?
And you know, I hope it's a 110 millimeter size watch face. That would be very cool. I'm gonna go, you know, it could be with different watch faces. I'm gonna go plus two.
Okay. And hold on.
Plus three, sorry.
Okay, plus three. I was multitasking poorly because Dave just let me know that his eyes are doing too poorly right now to be on the show. So Dave is out for today. Sorry you can't be here, Dave. All right, so Marty, you were plus three.
Yep.
Okay, and Andrew, what's your bet?
Well, I was going to go for way out there, and I was going to go for the return of Steve Jobs, the most unexpected
Your
third act of the
bet.
movie.
Okay, so my that don't worry, we get through this together and this is how it always goes, so no worries. All right, so since my prediction is Apple Watch gets new display sizes, we all bet on it.
Oh, I have to go up and bet on it.
So
So yes,
it's
so I actually, yeah,
bet.
I'm gonna go. I don't think it's gonna happen. I'm gonna zero on that one.
So if you don't think it's going to happen,
That'd be like negative five.
that'd be minus
Negative
five.
four. I think it's
Negative.
very unlikely.
All right. And Patrice, hey, she's at least able to watch. And so she has her bet in, which is minus five. And Dave is not here. So I will take him out of the mix now. And Ben, what's your prediction? Or your bet, sorry.
Yes, I'm gonna have to agree with negative five. I want this to happen. I just don't have faith that Apple will make it happen.
Okay, sounds good. All right, so next round is Patrice. Excuse me, next bet. Man, seriously, people, don't lick your cat. And Patrice's prediction is the new iPhone is going to be introduced as iPhone 26. And so Patrice is betting five, and here we go. Marty, what's your bet?
Minus two.
Minus two. All right, Andrew, how about you?
Yeah, I'm going to go with a minus two on that one as well.
Okay. Ben?
I'm going to go with the push.
Ben's going with a push. All
I
right.
think it's possible. Well, it's possible either way.
Okay. Yeah. Fair. And excuse me. I had not even considered this until Patrice put this in here and as her prediction. And I would have gone with iPhone 17, but I love the idea so much. I'm going to emotionally support her and go with plus five.
Solid.
All right. And let's see. So next up is Marty, what's your first prediction?
Well, the difficulty with this is I like to come up with predictions that have nothing to do with what the event is about. And then I realize that's not very good gamesmanship. This is about the phone and the watch, and I think they have to put some things in the watch to make the watch purchasable. And I don't think they have to put any new elements in the watch to do this, but I'm going to predict that you'll be able to get blood pressure trend alerts on the watch.
Oh, interesting.
So it will be able to sample your blood pressure and it'll give you trends, but it's not considered an FDA approved device for checking your blood pressure.
Okay. That's very cool. I like that. Okay. So, what's your bet on that?
Five.
Okay.
It's put up or shut up. Five.
I'm with you. Own it or go home, right?
Yep.
Okay, Andrew, what's your bet on this one?
I can see the utility, and I can see that I reckon it useful. I'm going to go with a two.
Okay. Ben, how about you?
Oh, God, this is a tough one. I see the utility in this, but I don't know if it's if you're actually able to take blood pressure from a wrist like that without it being able to squeeze. Negative five.
Minus five for Ben. Well, Ben, you just screwed up my whole strategy for this one because I was not expecting you to go minus five because I was going to do that just as a strategic move. And so instead, I feel like I need to go with my other mode with this, which is emotional support. So, Marty, you get a plus five. And I do not think this is going to happen at all. And yet, I'm going plus five. But I really like the idea.
What if I said I heard it from Mark Gurman? Would you, or John Prosser? Would you? I paid John Prosser money for this information.
I'd go plus 12.
Yeah, well, the Prosser paid someone for it.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Yes,
Andrew. Oh, go ahead, Ben.
he heard it from his friends, uncles, girlfriends, brothers, father's former roommate.
Good enough for me. Okay, Ben, so the way they could fudge a blood pressure measurement without having a pressure cuff is using the light sensors and going for a density reading, which would be like a trend thing is about all that would be good for. Okay, Andrew, your turn. What's your prediction?
My prediction. Okay, after my badly timed Steve Jobs prediction, which isn't going to happen.
That'd have been great.
It would have been great. The least expected third act in business. I reckon, are we allowed to predict things, not just hardware and software and things?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I suspect that there will be significant mention of Apple as an all-American company that supports American business, that is moving production and design back to America, and some kind of orientation towards like the rest of the tech companies' Donald Trump agenda, but without explicitly mentioning Donald Trump at all.
That's all right. He'll take credit for it anyways.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So here's what I put, or what I wrote. Mention of Apple as an all-American company with production moving back to the country. No mention of Trump. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Okay. What's your bet on that?
Five.
Okay. Ben, how about you?
Plus five. This will happen within the first 5 minutes of the keynote.
This is okay. Here's where I'm having a problem. Apple is an all-American company. That's the part that I'm hanging up on. Moving production into the US? Yes. I think that's probably going to happen. No mention of Trump? I agree. Nothing for that. It's all American. That's where I'm hanging up. So I'm going to go with minus five as a tactical bet.
Okay.
Sorry, man.
It's the game. It's the game.
He's going with plus five. And on Marty, your blood pressure trend alert, she went minus five on that. And okay, Marty, your turn to bet.
Yeah, that was the thing that trapped me because there was so much into that. It was like, it's going to be mentioned as an all-American company. I'm not sure that level of foul patriotism goes on in an Apple keynote. Are they going to mention things coming back into the country and them doing production stateside or parts of it? Yeah. And they're, it's so it's hard for me to go because but if all of that has to be there, I would give it a negative four.
Okay, negative four. And so Andrew, you're going to be right. I think there's just going to be one detail in your prediction that's wrong, which is enough to
Derail the whole thing. It's like
derail
what do
the
they call those
whole thing.
bets that you put one bid on, then an escalator, or is that what they call them? Where you bet
Yes.
something and something and something? Yes. So.
Yep. So I love it. Okay. We just got to the end of the first round. Holy crap. Yeah.
You forgot
Yes,
somebody
Ben.
here.
Yeah, you forgot.
Oh, holy crap. No wonder
You
it's
forgot your
ending
sovereign
too fast.
king.
Yes. To the stockade with you, Jeff Kamet.
Ben, I am so sorry. Yeah, what the hell? Let's get your prediction too. Sorry
Okay.
about that.
One new iPhone model will have a new type of battery tech.
New battery tech in one new iPhone model. I bet you're thinking the rumored iPhone Air.
Yes, plus five.
All right. That's a good one.
Yeah, but since we don't know the name of it yet, I'm trying to be as vague as possible while trying to get the point across.
That's absolutely fair. Ben, it actually doesn't matter whether or not I think this is going to happen or not. I am morally obligated to fully support you on this because I forgot to say, Ben, what's your prediction? So you get a plus five as moral support. Now,
You're released
Patrice.
from the stockade.
Oh, thank you. I knew a bribe would help. Okay, so Patrice, her bet is minus four. So clearly she doesn't feel the need to emotionally support. But that's okay. Marty, what's your bet?
I think it's probably one of the more possible things that are happening. I'm also thinking about, and I'm writing some stuff in terms of the iPhone Air. I really like it, but I also, this is a competition. It's not support group. So I'm gonna hedge my bet and say three, plus three.
Okay. Sounds good. Andrew, you get the last bet of this round.
I'm going to say yes, longer battery life, better, faster charging and things, but that will be through AI battery management, not battery technology. No new battery technology, only battery management.
That's a good point.
So I'm going to go with a minus five.
Okay.
I'm just not sure how you battery manage a iPhone Air with essentially a smaller battery in it to improve. Well, we'll see. Give them something to talk about for 90 minutes.
To be clear, but like more, so more, a more megawatt hours in a battery isn't, is that new tech, or are we talking to fundamental like change in the technology of the battery?
Like a, and I completely forget the term, so I'm just pulling something out of my royal wazoo, like a silver sulfur battery, whatever it's
Oh, yeah,
called.
fully minus 10.
Or a cooling element in a certain one of the phones that allows it to extend its battery life.
Oh, that would count. Yeah,
Yeah.
still minus 10.
Yeah, but I didn't say
Yeah,
I know. I just extended what your idea was in my crazy head.
mine.
I like being fair.
Okay, I'm adding that clarification in.
Okay, I don't like being fair.
It
But I bet if it's me, potentially.
Apparently, you don't care about blood pressure alerts on your watch.
There's a difference between caring and thinking it'll happen.
I'm making for exciting podcast here trying to type this in. Yeah,
Patrice,
dead airs.
you're never allowed to leave on a Friday again.
Right? Okay, there we go. I think we got it close enough. Okay, so now we have completed round one, including the stealth entry from Ben. Okay, so before we hit round two, I want to give a shout out to Aw Technologies. Aw. Maybe that's what the keynote's about. It's about Aw Technologies.
Absolutely.
That must be it. Yeah.
What else would it be about?
I can't even imagine.
Because they want to inspire awe.
That's it. So, Aw Technologies, they do the weather and environment monitoring and camera monitoring of railroads, construction sites, your outdoor, industrial, whatever. They take care of all that. And without their amazing help, we wouldn't be able to be here because we wouldn't have a server for the website and be able to live stream. So if you're in or around the UK and you need an amazing company that can take care of your monitoring for your site or your railroad, check out Aw Technologies, and thank you for being our sponsor. Okay, so now we're getting into round two, and from the live chat, oh, by the way, live chat, that's a thing too that Patrice made for us. Well, she fixed for us because it needed to be updated a while ago. So if you want to follow along, make your own predictions, see links when we do regular episodes and we have links to thing we talk about, that's happening in the live chat while we record. So you can go over to live.britishtechnetwork.com and you'll be able to watch the live stream and you'll also be able to see the live chat all in one window. And just participate with us. We love you for doing that. It's awesome. Okay. Let's say, though, that you're watching after the fact and you still want to see what was in the live chat. We do record that and then it gets saved on the server so you can go check it out anytime you want. For that, you go to britishtechnetwork.com/chat. And then you see this really cool calendar. Look for today's date, Friday, September 5th, 2025. Click on that, and then you get to see the live chat. And thank you for, wow, thank you, Patrice, for making that happen. And she has to take off now from the live chat. So we'll get the rest of her.
Literally.
Literally. Yep. And so the rest of her bets, she'll add those after she gets wherever she can be where she has an internet connection again. Okay. So this brings us to round two. And so first prediction is me. And I'm going with, oh, actually, I have to change it because I don't want Patrice to have to count. Okay, so my actual prediction will be that, nope, that's a bad one. It's, I realized everything we're going to do is going to make more work for Patrice after the fact, and I'm trying to avoid that. Okay. The Pro iPhone models are going to get a vibrant color. And by that, I mean what we've had to date, they've all been muted colors, silver, gray, black, or like there was the deep blue, but it wasn't vibrant. So this will be a color that's brighter and more vibrant. So that could be like a red that's not product red, or orange, or yellow that's not like a dusty color. And hold on, let me write that down.
This is the exciting dead air portion of any podcast where Jeff
Right?
is typing.
Right? If only I could type and talk at the same time.
Yes. I would say we'd cut this out of post, but we're too lazy to actually do that.
That is absolutely not happening. Yep. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and go with a plus five, because why not? And then Patrice, excuse me, she is going to add in her bet later, which brings us to you, Marty. What's your bet?
Following the all those articles about what the new colors are going to be on the phones, I think it's a good prediction. I will go with a plus five, because there's supposed to be a sexy new gold color.
And I totally missed it. That was going to be a thing. Wow. Okay. Well, go me. Andrew, what's your bet?
Yeah, it's about time. The world needs a bit more color at the moment. Let's go for it. I reckon a plus four.
Plus four. Awesome. Okay. Ben, how about you?
I would like it to be true. Plus two.
Plus two. All right. And Patrice will add her bet in later. All
Now,
right.
Jeff, isn't like midnight blue a vibrant new color? Or metallic
No.
black a vibrant new color?
Those are darker colors. I mean, like a bright color.
Yeah, brightness and brilliance and vibrance is in the eye of the beholder.
That's fair. All right. I will defer to Patrice's
She
judgment
can, yeah.
on that.
Yeah.
And yeah, so my feeling is, if it's like the blue that we got on the iPhone 12 Pro,
Right.
that's not
Yeah.
vibrant.
Yeah.
So, but yes, your point is valid. Okay, so Patrice's bet, or excuse me, prediction is the Apple Watch gains a new sensor, and there's no elaboration on that. So I assume that could be anything like a new blood glucose sensor, which is not happening. At least not yet. Maybe an air temperature sensor at whatever. It can be any kind of sensor. And Patrice is going with plus five for her bet. Marty, what's your bet?
They have to put something new into it in order, and I think something potentially new that does something, as insignificant as it might be to most of the folks. They have to put something new in it. I'm going with a plus five.
Okay. And Andrew, how about you?
I'm gonna say minus three. I'm not
Minus.
sure there's any. No.
Okay. And Ben, what's your bet?
My heart says five, my brain says minus five.
Are you following your heart or your brain?
My brain.
Minus five for Ben.
Boy,
And
that's kind of tough, because what designates a new sensor? Like if there's a new haptic engine in it, is it a new sensor? Is if there's a, you know, something in an altimeter, a new piece that does something different with altimeters? There's a there that's a wide open possibility.
I would say if it's part of a haptic engine, then no, that's a new haptic engine. But if
I would
it's
say it's a sensor that does something different that the watch doesn't already do.
Measuring something that the watch currently doesn't measure, whether
Yeah.
that's acceleration or blood pressure or temperature.
You're not a new version of something that's already in there.
No.
I'm adding a note in here because
Yeah.
that's a good clarification.
I'm just trying to keep the arguments down when the scores come out.
That's fair. I mean, I think it's safe to assume that I'll just screw it all up. Everything I predict is going to be wrong.
Yes.
And there's not even any need to argue it. Okay, Marty, your turn.
I've got a couple, and I'm torn with it. I think Siri's going to announce a third-party LLM partnership. You know, there have been rumors around how they're going to buy Perplexity, and then they're going to buy Gemini, and they're going to do this. I think they're just going to announce an additional partnership like they currently have with ChatGPT. And I think, you know, this is the time to do it. When you're doing phone stuff.
That's fair. Okay, so here's what I have. I just realized your name is spelled. I just spelled your name wrong there. Hold on. There we go. New third-party LLM partnership for Siri. Okay, cool. What's your bet?
Five.
Awesome. I realized I didn't put a
Yeah.
bet on Patrice's.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you on that.
No, I moved on from me. Ben, if it's any consolation for forgetting you, I just forgot me. I'm going -5 on Patrice's bet or prediction. Because I'm betting against everyone that went +5. So, yeah, lame. Okay. Andrew, what's your bet on Marty's prediction?
I'm gonna go with a solid -4.
Okay.
So a bit grumpy boots on that, but
But also pragmatic.
yeah, I'm not sure that there's much. I feel Siri's Apple are in a bit of a dead end with Siri at the moment. I'm not sure there's much that they're going to be announcing it at all with it.
Yeah, I can see Apple being very conservative what they say about the S lady right now, because they have burned themselves.
They definitely have.
Oh no, they put napalm. They took a napalm shower, then lit a match last year.
Yeah, they did. Oh, by the way, all of you, you're welcome because you're getting a new sensor in the Apple Watch. By me betting -5, that assures that even if it's out of spite on Apple's part, there will be a new sensor in the Apple Watch. So you're
Mean,
welcome.
as of 5 minutes ago, whole engineering teams have spun up at Apple to make this happen. People
Yes.
have been from their weekend, everything's firing up. They're like, guys, we've got 4 days to make this thing real.
Yep, Tim is just like storming down the room. Where all the engineers are lined up at their desks. He's walking between them so fast, papers are flying off the desk. And he's like, "You make a sensor. You figure out what it's going to do. You get some software. Someone make a slide. It's going to happen." Anyhow, on Marty's prediction, Ben, what's your bet?
Negative two.
Negative two. Okay. And I'm actually torn on this one because part of me says Apple is going to do something to try and enhance the S Lady, try and fix a lot of problems, make it feel more competitive to the A Lady, and that would mean a new partnership for S Lady. On the other hand, I could see Apple continuing to work behind the scenes, and that's something that we get at this announcement later. That said, I'm going to believe it can happen, and I'm going with plus five.
Jeff and I are going to the bank. Jeff and I are going to the bank.
That's right. We are going to the bank. Okay, Andrew, your turn. What's your next prediction?
My next prediction. Okay. I'm gonna predict there will be an extended section on tvOS.
Oh, interesting. That would be nice.
So, new tvOS coming, but rather than being just, oh, and mentioned in passing, oh, and tvOS clones, though, I think that there'll be a chunk. If they mention, if there is, obviously there is going to be a new tvOS, they will mention it and things. But if it's just kind of like rolled in with iOS and stuff like that, I think there'll be a big thing about it.
Okay. What's your bet?
Five.
Five. All right. Ben, how about you?
Push.
The man with the push. You know, I used to think doing the push was a bad move, but you have won keynote poker with pushes. So clearly, I am a horrible gambler. All right. So, extended section on tvOS. I'm going to go with minus three on that one. It's
No one loves
possible.
TVOS.
Yeah. It's. I. So, Andrew, here's what I. What pushed me to a minus three. I think Apple's going to focus on the phone and the watch and AirPods and that's probably about it. So,
Yeah, yeah, there's it. Oh.
Somebody's got to be the patsy in the room. If you don't know who it is, it's you.
Andrew, here's the problem with that. I've always assumed I'm the patsy in the room.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's me, isn't it?
Yeah. All right. Marty, what's your bet?
You know, unless tvOS cooks my dinner and walks my dog, I don't know how they can have an extended section on tvOS. You know, sure, they're going to talk about, oh, we've got some more contextual stuff. You can find out who's on the screen doing this and who's on the screen doing that. So I'm going to go minus four.
Minus four. Okay. I think the place where we could have an extended tvOS section is at WWDC. And that would be Apple is going to do a massive revision and they need developers to know so that they can start working on whatever it is they need to do for the new version before it comes out in fall next year. So, Andrew, I think you're onto something, just the wrong event.
Wrong place, yeah.
All right. And Ben, I seriously considered saying, okay, and that's all the predictions. But nope.
Off of his head.
Off with his head. So I'm not going to do the joke. Ben, you get the last prediction. So hit us with it.
A new AAA game will be announced for iPhone during the keynote.
Okay.
Is that the game that comes and tows your car when it breaks down on the side of the road?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, people would play that game.
Yeah.
All right. Ben, I like your optimism. But at the same time, it's not a, it's, I don't think it's just optimism because even though Apple sucks at being part of the gaming market, they do get how important the iPhone is in mobile gaming. So, yeah.
And they do occasionally pay off AAA major developers. I mean, coax them to get them to the platform.
Right? Entice them. Okay, what's your bet?
Five.
Okay. I'm emotionally supporting you, Ben. Five. Marty, what's your bet?
What's a AAA game? Give me an idea, Ben, because I'm not a gamer. What do you think's going to come to
One I want, which is already available on the Mac and has and is coming to Switch, is Silk Song.
Okay. I'll
But
give
I'm
it a
being,
three. Big games. I'll
yeah,
give
but
it
I'm
a
being
three.
ambiguous.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me during the keynote that there's a side, and we've got this developer from so and so to tell you the exciting way that you can play this game on the new iPhone. I just think that's they do that a lot in a lot of the keynotes. And so, but will it be a AAA game that's kind of you're going to have to evaluate it, Ben, whether you see it at that when it happens, if it happens, if it's just somebody showing their new game and how it plays on the iPhone, or whether it's really a high level or class game.
Sassy Sasquatch 2 does not count.
I'm not quite done with the
Yeah.
lessons I've learned from version one of Sassy Sasquatch.
Or whatever it's called, the one that Apple bought.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I forgot about that. Yep. Wow. Okay. Andrew, what's your bet?
Well, it depends whether Nanosaur counts as a AAA game.
I miss Nanosaur.
Yeah, the AAA game of its time.
I played that a lot.
I
Yeah.
want Leisure Suit Larry on my iPhone. That would be a AAA game for me.
That would,
I don't
yeah.
think Apple would allow it.
I miss that game too. Yeah, that
well,
game got
okay.
me in trouble in college. Like the some administrator found out that I had the game, and then I was letting friends come over to my dorm room and we'd play it on my Franklin Ace 1000. And yeah, so it was like a thing. A bunch of us would get together and people play the game together. And it was just a fun time. And the school thought that I was doing pornography on my Apple II clone. And It got me in trouble. Good times. I'm sorry.
Did you say if you want to see pornography, I can show you some porn?
Right?
You call this pornography? This is a
Look at this ASCII art pornography. No. Yeah.
So
All
my
right,
bet,
Andrew, now
I
that
am.
moved on.
I'm just moving on because I've got to go after
Yeah.
this. But I'm gonna go with this push for two very good reasons.
Okay.
One, I haven't done it yet so far, and two,
Fair.
I have no idea what it is.
Okay.
Push is betting zero.
That's what I'm doing.
Yep,
There you go. Now I can.
it's a poker term.
Right. Okay. That probably explains
It
why.
all comes out
And I've
it all
just.
comes out in the maths.
Yeah, I've just sat here for just under an hour doing keynote game. I have no idea what the rules are of because I don't play poker because I'm not American. Which is
You're
a shame
doing
because it looks like an
fantastic.
excellent game, but I don't know how to play it.
Yeah, it's just a basic betting game. That's all.
Yeah, roll them high. That's it, isn't it?
That, yes, I love how that sounds. Yes.
I'm gonna roll it high. That's my this. But
Awesome.
so yeah, push. If that's zero, that's what I'm going with. But unfortunately, I'm out of time.
Well, where can people find you before you disappear?
It's still nowhere.
Okay, fair.
As a I don't yet. Yeah, I could the college would love I that if I had LinkedIn, but I don't. So that's about it, really. I will try and have a look. We will have some social media apps for the Cirencester College Media Department, and I'll promote the hell out of those once our students have got them up and running in a couple of weeks' time. But currently, that's it. Just my voice echoing over the airwaves.
Well, then I'm looking forward to next time your voice echoes over these airwaves with us.
Cool. Thank you very much for having.
Andrew just essentially pushed his identity. He put in a zero.
Yeah.
Well, you could put the pieces together. There's a college. I'm here. I'm there.
Yeah,
Fair enough.
Web page, but there we go. So you can't even do. Yeah, we don't have a staff web page. That's it. So thank you all very much for having me again. We'll be back again. We are, as I said, we've got the podcast thing sorted out up here with the students. We are very much looking to launch this thing called Siren Media, where we're going to be hosting podcasts that students are going to spin up. So we will be looking for guests from time to time. So just going to leave that lying out there on the table. But as and then, yes, I've got to go. So thanks ever so much. Nice to see everyone again.
Yep.
Well, thanks for joining again today. It's great to see you, Andrew.
Yeah, no worries. And have a great weekend, everybody.
Awesome, you too.
Bye now.
Right. So, if you have other predictions that will be ungraded that you want to add in, now's the time to do it.
They're sort of on the bottom of our list. It's the ones that I didn't choose to put in as straight predictions. So there's a mention of world knowledge as a Siri edition. That's the new piece of Siri. There's a mention of it. They're not going to roll it out completely. I think a new Vision Pro hardware will hit this fall.
Yeah.
Another one is there's a new product category,
Oh, interesting.
and which would to me would be like a HomePod with a screen, or just the screen that acts as a HomePod. A foldable device tease, even if all you see is a little logo or something shows up on a slide. And then the question I have is, what are they going to do with the C modems? And are they going to put it in another device like they did in the 16E? And so I thought, well, naturally, the place to do that would be in the iPhone Air. because they're
That makes
locked
sense.
into the other modems with the other phones. And if you think about power management and battery life, the C modem will reduce the drain in terms of power. So you put it in your small phone or your thinnest phone. So.
I like it. Okay.
Here's mine. The pre-announced Power Beats Fit will be announced alongside their cousins, the AirPods Pro 3, and have the same features.
I'm adding that to the list. Okay.
Which, if anybody is wondering, this is me hoping.
Ben's predicting a present he wants.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, because my Fit Pros need replacement. And these things don't cut it.
Right. Then hold on, I'll add in a couple that I have. First one is a revised home, or a new HomePod model, but it's a refreshed HomePod model. There we go. Or HomePod Mini, excuse me. So that's the first one. And then second one was Air Force One gets two costume changes.
One of which is a one of it, which is Motley Crue.
That would be awesome. Yep. Okay. And Patrice, she has four predictions here. We're going to get a home story where they show off new features in Apple Home. Vision Pro does not get any upgrades. Pro iPhones finally ship in a fun color, and I should have looked down here to see that before I did my predictions, so that I'd know she already had that. And a new service gets introduced. So there we go. We have made it to the end of Keynote Poker for today. And we will find out on September 9th how poorly I have made predictions yet again. So with that, it is now time to wrap up. Marty, where can people find you?
Gencius, Gencius at mastodon.social or at Blue Sky. You can find the different things in the different places I'm involved and the podcasts that I'm doing at the podtalk.net website. So check those out. You probably find one you'd at least want to give a listen to and a try. We do them both audio versions of them and video on YouTube if you want to watch the video. And I'll end with that. That's pretty much where you can find me.
Awesome. Okay.
And
And
at
oh
Wrigley
yeah.
Field in about 2 hours.
Awesome. All right.
Fly the W.
The weather's good for that.
Yeah.
Ben, where can people find you?
You can find me at Ben Rithick on social media. You can find my royal writings and ravings at rithicktech.com. You can also find me on such shows as Mac Voices Live with Chuck Joyner, In Touch with iOS with Dave Ginsberg, and of course the Big and Mac shows on here.
Awesome. All right. Then for me, Jay Gammon on social medias. I'm mostly active on Mastodon, Blue Sky, and Pixel Fed. And then for shows, Chuck Joyner's Mac Voices Live, Dave Ginsberg's In Touch with iOS, Here in the British Tech Network for the Big Show and the Mac Show. Brian Chaffin and I do The Context Machine, and Patrice Brendemore and I do Retro Rewatch. And with that, it is now time to wrap up. So thanks for just being awesome. And I wish Andrew was here so I could tell him as well that the fact that you're all here is putting a smile on my face and giving me a great start to the weekend. So thanks for being here.
Plus, if our luck, he's probably going to win.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah. It's rigged for the Brits. That's got to be it. Hey, everyone that's watching, listening live, thank you for being here and being part of this. You're all awesome. Everyone that watches or listens to the shows later, thank you for being a part of this as well. Ewan, thanks for being you. Muller, thanks for making sure we have people for shows. And Aw Technologies, thank you for being our sponsor. And with that, it is now time to say, hey, everyone, come back next Thursday for the big show. And then on Friday for the Max show, where we will go over the results from today's keynote poker. And with that, have an awesome weekend, and we'll see you next week.